Blog Talk Radio.
Engraved with your name on it, as I first stated.
And so I will be with you tonight. 30 minutes on the clock. And we know that the clock is now ticking away. But we will stop now and we will go into prayer. But we always want to be mindful of God. He said, in all we do, acknowledge God. And he shall direct. Hallelujah. I pass. And so at this time, without any further ado, we're going to go down and pray and reference the one and the only. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior. Our soon coming King. And that's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming as pilgrims through this fair land. And we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. Father God, so we know that this world is not our home, but that you have a path laid up in wait for those that are living according to your will and according to your command. But until you come on that old historic gate to rapture us away, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this bad land. And I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips with clay on tonight, to bring a rhema word, hallelujah, to those that may or may not know of you with the pardons of their sins. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, that those that are hurting deep within the pity of their souls around this globe on tonight. Hallelujah, God. These and other prayer petitions we lay at your feet. And we shall say, as a unity, people of God, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you once again. Those of you that were able to tune on in on tonight, thank you. Thank you, and God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight, entitled Gospel. Well, we know that God left us a book to believe in. And that book is the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so I'm reminded that there was once a book entitled, If I Open My Door, and in it, it described a congregation that was planning to build a new place of worship. And the central to its sanctuary would be a stained glass window depicting children worshiping God. And I'm told that the congregation hired an artist to paint the picture of the proposed window. He fulfilled the assignment. And that night he dreamed he heard a noise in his studio. Going to investigate, he saw a stranger altering his picture. Hallelujah, he cried out, stop, you're ruining it. But the stranger answered, you have already ruined it. Then Kruger, hallelujah, then explained that the children's faces had been one color, but he was using many colors. When the intruder said that he wanted children of all nation and race to come to him, the artist realized that he was talking to Jesus himself. We know that in a world where racial differences often lead to separation and conflict, it is imperative that Christians work together in unity and peace. Jesus went to the cross to bring salvation to people of every nation. And we read in the law of Revelation 5 and 9. We know that our witness and our fellowship must go beyond the barriers that have historically divided the human family. We read in the law of Romans 1 and 16, and then you can go to Galatians 3 and 8. I'd like to ask those of you that are listening in my live podcast audience on tonight, do we reflect Jesus' love for all people? For we know that Jesus loved the little children. There's old songs that we used to sing as a little child. Jesus loved the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Hallelujah. And we know in a diverse world that we're living in, we see race, division. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we know that God wants us to live in unity. God wants us to live in love. Hallelujah. And we know that if we keep those truths in our hearts, then we can heal this nation of racial division. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for giving me a heart that loves people. I love everybody. I don't see no color creed. Matter of fact, I met a new woman in the supermarket on this morning. Wasn't trying to meet anybody. I was just going to get my items that I went to pick up. But you know what? As I always first state, we have an itinerary that we want to accomplish through the day. But then God has his own itinerary that he wants to accomplish in us and through us. And in doing so, in one of the aisles that I was in on today, I was able to meet a sister and a daughter. And we talked over an hour in the aisle of the store. And I tell you, God met us there. And when we departed, we hugged and kissed each other. And just letting each other know that we are sisters now. And we are in unity from this day forward. Till God come and rapture us out of here. Hallelujah. So we should put away that division that so equally divide us as children of God. Hallelujah. And we know that we are living in an age of information with the touch of a button, a stroke of a key, and the click of a mouse. We have an entire encyclopedia of information available to us. We can find out just about anything, or so we think. So we may have megabytes and gigabytes of information at our fingertips. We still yet have not mastered one source of information, and that is the way of God. We read in the law of Isaiah 55:8-9, he declares that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For I am, hallelujah, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And we know that in a computer age has yielded an unimaginable wealth of information, yet human knowledge still remains finite. The infinite knowledge of the Most High God transcends far beyond it. Yet repeatedly in Scripture, the Lord invites us to partake of the unfathomable riches of his knowledge and wisdom, to begin to know his mind and heart. To do so, we only need to go as far as his word. Hallelujah. Life can be found in the word of God. He invites us to consume it. Hallelujah. He said, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hallelujah. Not only is it free, but it is a delicacy. Hearten diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul be delight itself in fatness. We know that the word is full of promises to all who are faithful to it. It is so all-encompassing, so powerful, that it comes with a guarantee. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it spring forth and bud, that it may give seeds to the sower, hallelujah, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me, but accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know, hallelujah, that with the advent of televangelists, we can view numerous of programs on our TV, on our iPad, on our tablets, and whatever digital format that you have. And we know that we can view numerous of programs throughout the week that focus on spirituality and salvation. And it will take a long time to list a different message and messages trying to help us live the abundant life. If we listen closely, we might hear the message that unquestioned trust in the messenger. Hallelujah. A giving an appropriate financial gift will help one gain spiritual and financial blessings. Other messengers, hallelujah, may encourage us to correct our thinking, to enhance our mental, physical, and emotional well-being. But we know that in spite of the novel messages, however, the simple good news is not always heard. But we don't need to go to the televangelist to ask to the way of salvation, because we know that God has laid out for us very simple in John 3:16. Out of the love for lost people, we know that God sent Jesus as a human to show us the kingdom of God and to live a sinless life, becoming the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Hallelujah. And if we just believe, hallelujah, that Jesus is God, Son, the Redeemer of the world, and our Savior, and if we demonstrate our belief through turning away from our sinful ways, entrusting our lives to God's care, and following God's way, we have eternal, hallelujah, salvation. For we know that for God so loved the world that he gave, he didn't have one son, he didn't have two sons, he didn't have three sons, five sons, but he had one son. And we know that God gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you can read that in the law of John 3:16. And we know that the cornerstone of salvation is not prosperity, correct thinking, or some abstract concept. The cornerstone of salvation is that God loves you and I. He loves us enough to give us his begotten son so that we would love him completely. And I'm encouraging you that if you allow Jesus to transform, to guide, and empower you and I, for he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. That is verse 21. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just thank God for giving me and allowing me this opportunity to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to the world. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he so graciously entrusted me to his gospel, to 66 books. And I, as I first stated on my Facebook page, hallelujah, that I am intended to take God's gospel into the utmost sector of the world. God said, go into the world. He didn't say, preach overseer ward gospel, but he said, preach my gospel to every creature, that he that believeth shall be baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So I, hallelujah, I'm intending to take God's gospel to the utmost part of this world. until Jesus come on his third day and rapture his saints away from here. Hallelujah. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to magnanize your heart and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Digital Global Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondence and make it attention to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And we will allow the music to make the conclusion of this program. Till we meet again across these airways, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
No other name where men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. And not only that, but for their healing. If you're sick, just touch your body right now and begin to call the name of Jesus.
Thank you.